World Dance Day is a day set aside to promote art and culture and also to raise awareness among the public regarding the art of dance. It also spreads education about several forms of dance and its value to humanity. Similarly, for many centuries, the art of dance had been regarded as a response to music and had over the years metamorphosized into a career as well as a source of making ends meet. Speaking with Radio Nigeria, two students of a dance school, Antonia Adetolu and Daniel Chukwemeka, explained the reason behind their decision to pursue the art of dance.
I'm here because I love dance. Dance is like my life. I'm not complete without dance. I've joined dance. It's been more than 3 years now, and I've seen a lot of impact, and I've gained a lot of relationships, characters. It has been building me.
Dance is something I do, and I've really gained a lot from it. Physically, mentally.
A dance professional, Bukola Oladeji, stressed the need for parents to begin to encourage their children in the art of dance, as a lot of prospects and advantages were now involved.
There used to be a time that if you are a dancer, you are not respected because they believe that you are not a serious person or dance is not a serious profession. But gone are those days when people have such impression. Now you can be a successful dancer. People make a lot of money from dance.
In an interview with Radio Nigeria, a dance therapist, Mr. Abiodun Babalola, said people should pay more attention to the health benefits of dance than the commercial aspect of what he described as a profession. The Akure-based therapist, however, expressed worries over the increasing rate of cardiovascular diseases among young and middle-aged Nigerians, saying researches had proven that the art of dance prevented and minimized the effects of such diseases in human body.
People go to the gym, they feel so bored, carrying weights, doing so many routines over time. But when you come to dance classes, a lot of things happens in our body system. There is a way in which our brain system responds to dance more than what we can ever say yes. We live in a world in which obesity is a very, very major disease. People get into 40 years old, you discover that they have one or two forms of cardiovascular disease, if not high blood pressure, it's diabetes, it's atherosclerosis and all that. So in dance therapy, what we do is to teach people how to use movements to correct some ills in their health.
Mr. Babalola also called on government at all levels to inject the art of dance into school curriculum so as to help the growth of dance among the young ones as witnessed in the developed countries. In Akure, Kayode, Animashan, Radio Nigeria.